You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're getting neighborly advice to help us navigate the stressful holiday season of work parties, family get-togethers, and surviving the travel circuit without getting into a fistfight with strangers. What better way to get advice on being neighborly than from pop culture's favorite neighborhood of Sesame Street? That show's executive producer, Carolyn Parenti, will be joining us on today's show. We're also getting amusing tips on modern manners with How to Behave author Caroline Tiger. Special guest Paige Hemmes, who works to improve neighborhoods across the country through her work with Extreme Makeover Home Edition and Habitat for Humanity, will be sharing what she's doing this holiday season too. We're giving away Rockwell's Jaw Horse, a tool that's a workbench, sawhorse, clamp, bench vise, and so much more. So stay tuned for fun advice on keeping your cool this holiday season. And to find out who's going to win that jaw horse, it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's C-O-D-I-F-Y Design.
I rent a room and I fill the spaces with world and places to
welcome back. You're inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife Teresa.
And my husband Mark.
Ho ho ho, and there you go.
Hi hon, getting ready for the holidays. I'm very excited.
I'm wrapped in garland right now.
He's not actually.
Which one's garland, the silver one or the gold one?
Oh Lord, please save us.
Okay, it's just a necktie.
Yes, we're getting ready for the holidays, and, you know, it's been busy around our house, as usual, working on our house.
Hanging tool pouches by the chimney with care.
Yeah, exactly.
Not really.
Well, waiting for someone else to fill them, I hope.
We're having a light decorating season this year.
Very light.
We're decorating the kitchen with 2x4 studs.
Yes, studs. Not the kind mommy would really want to have in her house, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
That's borderline lascivious.
Well,
happy holidays.
Hearth
and home.
Well, you know.
Any studs want to come over? Is this really happening to me?
It is. It is. You're decorating yourself in garland. I mean, come on. I just asked for some young men to come over. That's all.
Yeah, that's all.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Well, today's show, we're talking sunny days and neighborly ways and how to behave.
Yeah, so if you want to have a bunch of young, hot guys come over to your house, that's a way to behave. I don't know if it's the way we'd like to say, I don't know, ourselves, our children, our friends to behave, but... Well, there you go with live radio.
That's great, hon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you opened the gateway.
I did, and you're just like, you ran through it.
Water,
you didn't even look back.
Water's gushing through the sluice jet thing.
Yeah, I watch
a lot of Science Channel.
So we're going to learn a lot probably today from our special guests on how to behave and how to be more neighborly in the holiday season.
Yes, and that's going to be fun. We have the executive producer of Sesame Street with
us.
Yes,
I'm so excited.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. And yeah. I'm going to totally name drop right now. I hobnobbed with her at QVC.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just hanging QVC, you know, with my peeps.
Your peeps?
I don't even know what peeps are.
I know.
Is it like candy?
They are.
What do cool people say? Because if it's coming out of my mouth, it's not it.
Probably not, dear.
Who else is going to join us on our program today?
Well, an author of a modern manners book, Caroline Tiger. And she has just so many useful tips on how to behave, but then awful, you know, like amusing ones too. If like the regular kind doesn't work.
So it's not your dry as toast, Emily Post.
Oh,
get it?
No.
Get it? See what I did there?
Mm-hmm. You
rhymed it. I rhymed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, so it's not dry as toast, Emily Post.
No.
But it's a lively read.
Yes, it is. Laugh out loud, funny.
Tour de force.
Well, you know, I don't laugh out loud when I read books, even if they are funny. Mark will read it. He'll laugh out loud. I won't. We'll watch a movie. He's basically rolling around in the movie theater aisle if something's funny.
Oh.
You don't want to go to the movies if you see Mark in line to see the movie, because if it is funny, you just can't hear anything that's going on.
Speaking of the holidays, where one of the places that Caroline Tiger would not have wanted to see me experience this guffawing nature of mine is on an airplane coming back from who knows where, when I saw Jim Carrey's The Grinch.
Oh, no.
Absolutely howling hysterically out of control.
Yes.
And seasonally appropriate film. One of my favorites.
Yes.
We'll be quoting that throughout the show.
Well, I think the other passengers on the plane could have used her book to get you to get under control.
I was trying so hard not to laugh, you know, and be rude that I was sweating. Mm-hmm. I'd love that movie.
Yes.
Our daughter does too.
Yes. You know,
we have to watch it this time of year.
Well, we watch it throughout the year too.
Oh yeah, we gotta go and
reference it throughout the year, and you know, there's skits that Mark and Lexi do from. They have whole routines that they put on for us.
That's it? I'm not going.
Now, you would have to really, really be a big consumer of that particular film to even know what you're talking about.
Solve world hunger. Tell no one.
I'm glad you're having a good time over there by yourself.
Seriously. You know what? I'm sure we have the rest of the show. JT, you can shut the mic off whenever you want. I got a whole thing that I'm going to go through now.
Yeah, he's just, you know, you're just, I don't know, spending time with yourself.
Might want to scooch over a little bit.
All right. So we're talking about Neighborly Ways on today's show.
Yes.
Let's go back to, you know, the main topic.
Well, maybe we should talk about the neighborliness of our neighborhood, which is a neighborhood the likes of which you and I didn't really grow up in.
No, we did not grow up in a neighborhood like this, exactly. No.
And now let's do some background. Let's do the background check. Mm-hmm. The neighborhood you grew up in was kind of like?
The suburbs.
Suburban.
Totally.
Your typical 1.5 kids on the 2-acre lot and the white picket fence or whatever those stats are.
Sort of like that.
Sort of, yeah. Gotcha.
Well, we were, you know, we had picnics and parades and things. It was, you know, a nice, quaint place to live, but you couldn't walk and get a gallon of milk or anything.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
It was suburbs.
Life by car.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a commune in Berkeley.
Oh, my goodness. He didn't. He really didn't. I'm going to have to call your mother after this is over and console her.
I grew up in Massachusetts and had kind of uncommon suburbs for my grown-up life. And one of them was in the western part of the state in Springfield. And one of them was in the eastern part of the state on Cape Cod, which is like no other place I've been. Mm-hmm. So the place we live now, taking it full circle, is, and I mean this in no disparaging way, full of, off the boat, literally off the boat, Italians.
Yes, most of our neighbors speak Italian, and on a warm, sunny afternoon, Sunday in the summertime, there's probably 50 people on our block speaking Italian to each other. We have no idea what they're saying to each other.
Yeah, and it's not a bunch of old guys sitting around drinking espresso either. We're talking 3-4 generations of people. And when I say speak Italian, you'll notice I'm not saying the word English.
No, most of them speak very little English, if at all, any English.
Yeah, I mean, the younger people do, the generation born here. But at any rate, we didn't grow up in a kind of melting pot like that, and it's cool.
No, it is cool, and they're awesome neighbors, too, because they have shared wine with us that they make in their own yards, and they share baked goods with us, and they share all kinds of wonderful, yummy things with me.
With me. Including kindness, because it is very much, you know, think globally, act locally, and we're all sharing the same oxygen here on the planet.
Yes.
And they kindly share theirs with us.
Well, and that's something that we try to instill in Lexi, who's 8, and to be mindful of others, and, you know, you're not the only person on the planet, even though she was an only child for a very long time.
Yeah, easy to think you're the only one in the world
mm-hmm.
when all eyes point towards you, but we've worked hard to say that her right to swing stops at the other guy's nose.
Well, yeah, and that's why we want to have today's show about being neighborly and how to behave, because it's important to remember all those things, especially when you're forced to go back and visit with your family or go to a work party you don't really want to go to or, you know, whatever it is. And to, you know, be kind and pleasant and, you know.
And lest we start losing some of the guys in the audience, this is, consider it survival tips.
Basically. Survival tips for you to navigate all of these things that you're, you know, that you're invited to.
Yeah.
So that your wife, girlfriend, mother, whoever is happy with you and you don't have to have a talking to later on.
Wow, Mrs. Jones, these hors d'oeuvres are awesome. Thank you for feeding them to me. Oh my God, do you have a bar?
Oh my goodness. So Caroline Tiger, the author, she has tips on what to say when you get a gift you don't really want, like a singing bass or something.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of get out of jail free cards.
She does.
I'm not good at that. I usually tell people what I think, and that's, my gosh, this is awful. You paid money for this?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's not really the way to go, dear.
Hi, I'll call you from the Drowning in Friends Institute that I'm starting right now.
Anyway, I think we probably should move on.
We should. We should say, first of all, before we go, we're leaving out one of our guests, Mrs. Paige Hemmes from Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Yeah, she's fairly well known, right?
I mean, if you watch wildly popular television shows, read magazines, listen to the radio, or go on the interweb.
Yeah, you might know who Paige Hemmes is.
You might know who Paige Hemmes is. And we have an awesome giveaway.
We do.
Rockwell's Jaw Horse.
Totally.
So call in 610-701-9243 if you'd like to win, or email us at info@myfixituplife.com.
Yes.
We'll see you next on My Fix It Up Life. Make it feel like home. Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com.
Inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
And some frantically friendly music, I might add.
Oh, yeah.
I love that tune.
I know you do.
Disturb apostrophe D.
Yes.
Yeah.
A good description for you.
Yeah, I'm going to pump out some curls right now.
Well, while he's doing that, actually, before you get started, let's talk about our Fix It Up finds this week, dear.
Okay.
Now, what did you find? You want to go first? You want ladies first? Because last week, you know.
Yeah, ladies went first all of last
week.
Went
first, second, and last.
So why don't we do it again? Because as we all know, this is the vanquishing your husband one show at a time.
It's not vanquishing,
what
dear.
What was it last time?
Oh, whatever.
There's time before.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you know what joke I'm talking about, please email us at info@myfixituplife.com. Because I have no idea what I'm referencing.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, my love.
Yes, dear.
All due courtesy and respect. What are your Fix It Up finds this week?
Thank you, dear. Well, I have a question for you.
I got to lean on something. I'm standing up during this show, and now I might have to sit down.
Okay. I found something that weighs 50 pounds, is $1,300, and covers 25 years.
Easy. It's a giant tent.
No, it's Hugh Hefner's new book.
Oh, he can write?
50 pounds.
Does the girl come with it?
Well, I was just fascinated by this. They printed 1,500 copies of this. It's 25 years of, the first 25 years of Playboy. And I'm fascinated that he has actually on staff a full-time archivist. So he has someone that works there every day to, you know, record everything that he does in his life.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so last week we mentioned we had a promotional code from
Girl Gear Industries.
Girl Gear Industries. Mm-hmm. And I said, we have arrived because we have a promo code.
Yes.
I'm going to unarrive us because we don't have a personal archivist following our every
move.
Isn't
that amazing? So what do you get the guy that has his own full-time archivist? I don't know. Whose book costs $1,300? I don't know. But here, let me go on to my next Fix It Up.
Oh, okay, because we found that. What's the title of the book? Does it matter?
You know what? I don't even know.
Who
cares? Does it matter? It's Hugh Hefner.
Hefner's $1,500, 50-pound, 25-year
book. If you have that much money to spend on... you know, wanting to learn about him, then there you go.
You must really want to see the pictures or read it for the articles.
It's for the articles, dear.
That's what
it
was.
For the articles.
I never get the jokes right. Okay. Moving on.
Well, you know, I guess you could say here's a different way to charge your batteries.
Okay. This is, I am terrified of what's coming on next. I was sitting down and I'm standing back up.
I read, US EPA says that 40% of all batteries are bought during the holiday season.
Sure, I buy it.
Which, yeah, I know, you buy a lot of batteries because our one-year-old has like a million toys that just, he's constantly pushing the buttons and playing the songs and doing all the stuff. So we're replacing batteries like constantly.
Yes.
So this is totally intriguing to me.
Okay.
Because it makes me want to get rechargeable batteries. And I was looking into it and there's a website, of course, I love websites, greenbatteries.com. And, you know, there are a lot of places you can buy rechargeable batteries, but this looks like a neat place. And, you know, batteries for that are rechargeable cost between $2 and $12 for the AAA to the D size.
Right.
And they've got tons of cool rechargers, too. So I think that, well, actually, I've already told our mothers to get that for us for holiday presents.
Batteries?
Rechargeable batteries and a recharger.
Oh, son, I love you so much. You've been everything I've dreamed. Here's your rechargeable battery.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, I'm leaving.
So Caroline Tiger will later tell you how to be happy when you get that gift.
Okay, yeah, because my mom won't know I'm lying.
Uh-huh. My mom might not. We'll see. Anyway.
Okay.
So then it made me think about recycling batteries.
Do these end?
No, I'm going.
Are you recycling your Fix It Up fines?
If you let me finish, maybe you can talk later.
Oh, let me finish. Oh, pardon me. Let me put on my...
So you can recycle rechargeable batteries, too, when they're done, too. And a place to go is call2recycle.org to find a place that recycles rechargeables near you.
Yes.
And if you want to know how they recycle them, this is really neat because they have these really in-depth descriptions about how they strip, break, hammer, wash, melt, shred,
yes.
Recyclable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
Now I'm back interested in the show.
You can go on their website, thecall2recycle.org, to find out about that. And then for the alkaline batteries, the
JT,
ones that we use.
Save me.
Earth911.com is a totally cool place to go to learn how to recycle your regular batteries. But Earth911 has something else that I love.
Coming up on a future show will be Mark's Fix It Up finds and something relevant half of our audience.
These are really cool gift ideas.
I'm going to lay down.
That could work for the holidays or they could work for like a birthday or something later in 2010.
I gave you an inch, you
they
took 10
have
miles.
Travel bags from recycled fire hoses, messenger bags made from seat belts, and a gift tree that you can plant that they plant for you at a U.S. National Forest in
really?
Your friend's name, which is awesome.
Oh, now you're talking.
And bringing it back full circle, because then we could all think that this is one Fix It Up fine and one big happy package.
Oh, so you've got yourself convinced you've picked one item?
Not only can you give those presents to Hugh Hefner for the guy who has everything, because does he have a messenger bag made from seatbelts? Probably not. But you know what else Earth 911 has?
Please tell me.
They have portable solar electronic charger for batteries too. So it's all one Fix It Up find.
Oh, I bet you have another one, quote, one.
Oh no, I'm done.
Oh, you only did one this week?
Yeah,
and
I did
74
one.
Last week.
No, that was just one.
Yeah, I got gloves and a guy.
You got gloves and a guy.
Coming up next on my Fix It Up
no,
Life.
No, what's your guy?
Well, I got two things.
Yeah.
I got two things.
We have a couple minutes for you.
Great. Mm-hmm. Both discoveries happened in the same place, which if you are a tool buyer, you know what Grainger is.
Yes.
Professional tool distribution place. And they've got everything. And I went in there because there's a pair of work gloves that I've bought there years ago, and I wanted to replace them. And I did. I replaced them. But I found a new pair that I think I like even better.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great about these are by MCR, so the letters M as in Mark, C as in Clement, R as in MCRSafety.com. These are great. They're less than $5. Apparently, the only way you can wreck them is to lose them because they are a fabric, you know, kind of like a nylonish, fabricy, tight-fitting glove. You can dial your cell phone, pull screws out of your
tool
pouch.
This is longer
pouch,
than a minute.
Do stuff with them.
Yeah.
I was even handling slick items like the galvanized galvanized gutters. So you can handle all kinds of different stuff with them, even when they're wet. They have a polymer palm, which is really grippy. See, for people who actually like home improvement, this is good stuff.
It is good stuff, dear.
And not only that, they're called Ninja X.
So they make you feel fierce when you're wearing them.
Oh, I was out, and speaking of being a good neighbor, I was out attacking neighbors
with
like
the
a
gutters.
Ninja. I was using a gutter as my samurai sword.
That's awesome.
Anyway.
I wonder the neighbors give me food and not you.
MCRSafety.com. Check them out. If you do have a fixer-upper on your holiday list, these are a good gift and fast to get.
Okay.
My second one came again from that shopping trip when I went to Grainger and they handed me a catalog.
Mm-hmm.
Who's staring at me from the face of the Grainger catalog?
Was it you?
Mike Rowe.
Oh.
No sooner had I left the house to go to Grainger than Mike bid me adieu from his Ford commercial, and I was watching Dirty Jobs. So Mike apparently is everywhere. I jumped online. I did a little research on Mike,
mm-hmm.
and he has an intriguing new website called Mike Rowe Works.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about the nature of working with your hands and why it's important and how America's relationship with work has changed and not for our benefit. It's at once hysterical and heady stuff. He goes from demonizing dirt to the second law of thermodynamics.
Mm-hmm.
Really funny stuff. So it's Mike Rowe Works, and Rowe has an E in it. And let's see. I think that's going to be it until our next segment here on My Fix It Up Life.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you their exclusive homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. They also offer natural aromatherapy oil, perfumes, and soy candles. All of Green Street Luxury products are made with natural oils and ingredients, and most of their products are vegan or vegetarian friendly. Green Street Luxuries keeps packaging simple to keep the price down for you and to stay environmentally friendly. Their containers are recyclable, renewable, and sustainable. And they donate 5% of annual sales to local charities. Healthy skin, environmentally friendly and affordable. Why not try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com. That's greenstreetlux.com.
Back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we have Caroline Tiger on the line, and I'm already nervous because, one, I'm embarrassed about what I've already said, and two, I'm pre-embarrassed for what I'm going to say.
Maybe we shouldn't talk at all because she's probably going to correct us.
I'm just going to stand here. So, Caroline, this should be a pretty good interview for you.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Hi, Caroline. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. We're getting ready for the holidays. Are you all set for the holidays?
Yeah, pretty much. It's easier for me because I celebrate Hanukkah,
uh-huh.
So there's less of a, you know, hullabaloo around the whole thing.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Less of a hullabaloo.
Do you decorate your house, though, and do all of that stuff, or is it?
I do. I have some Christmas envy, so I have a couple of wreaths around and some garland.
I've never
that.
Heard Christmas envy.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's awesome.
That is good.
Yeah. So I have a very big question I want to ask you.
Okay.
Get ready.
Go for it.
This could take an hour.
It's not going to take an hour, Mark. Now, you've written this book, How to Behave, and
yeah.
I actually laughed out loud. It was hilarious to me.
Oh, great.
And my big question for you is, have you always been well-mannered, or did you just discover how to be well-mannered later in life?
I think I think that I've always been well-mannered. I think my parents might give you a different answer.
Oh.
But as you know, in hindsight, I feel like I've always been aware of, you know, other people's feelings and have always tried to make other people comfortable, which I think is kind of the basics of manners.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the first part of the book, I think, where I actually was just out of my mind laughing was...
And that's true. She's not just saying that because she wants you to like her.
No, I don't laugh. When I read a book, I don't laugh. You know, even if it's funny, if it's hilarious, I just kind of maybe smile. But right. Have you actually mouthed the words to lyrics on a plane to annoy someone?
I've never actually done that.
No? Do you know anyone who's done that? Because that is just, like, the funniest thing I've ever... Because the amount of plane trips that we've taken where someone has their music going or is just, you know...
Oh, yeah. Talking at full screen.
Completely annoying.
Oh, I know.
And to do it in a way that is funny to get them to stop it is just... Oh.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I would love to hear from somebody who's done it and hear, you know, how effective it is. But I've never done it, but I agree with you. I think it's a great way to make somebody aware of what they're doing,
yeah,
and how they're affecting everybody around them.
You got to dig in and be ready to do it for a while, have the other people around that person notice first.
Absolutely.
You got to know a long song. Are you suggesting like...
I think the song in the book was, "Do you think I'm sexy?"
Oh God!
And if someone's playing music that's really loud, that the what she wrote was, you have to point at the person, "Do you?" And then point at yourself, you know, "Do you think I'm sexy?"
Right.
Excellent.
And mouth at them so that they are aware that their music is way too loud.
Yeah,
so.
You could do a little chair dancing.
Now you're talking.
We've got a trip planned in January, Mark. I think that we should
do
a routine.
Which person are you going to be?
Well, I think
on
this
trip.
It would be just fun if you were, you know, we planned like we didn't know each other just to like, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, you could play
yeah.
your music really loud, or I could.
If that anyway. Enables me to sit by myself, I will do it. So,
well, one of the things that other thing I liked, Mark can tell that I really liked this book a lot because I'm, you know.
Yeah, Caroline, I'll call you next week and ask a question. How's that sound?
Well, unfortunate gift giving, and that is such an important thing this time of year. When you get a gift from someone and you don't like what it is, mm-hmm. and you don't have no idea how you're going to use it or what you're going to do with it. And, you know, you mentioned the singing bass. You get a singing bass, and what do you do? You know, what do you do if someone gives you a singing bass?
I hope I get a shotgun in the next gift.
Oh, if somebody God. Gives you, I'm sorry, if somebody gives you what?
Gives you a gift that
like
you just don't want.
Oh, a gift that you don't want. Yeah, well, I mean, I think you have no choice but to accept it graciously in front of the person who actually gave you the gift. But, you know, after that, anything goes, really. I mean, I'm a re-gifter, so I have my whole, like, re-gifting closet.
Mm.
And no matter how horrible the gift, you know, it will find a home somewhere. That might be, you know, with an acquaintance or your kid's teacher or something.
Oh, that's
there
a good
go.
One.
Yeah.
Or somebody, I once went to something called an ugly gift party where everybody brings the worst present they got over the holidays.
Oh, that's me.
Does kind of a swap.
We don't get invited to parties, so we wouldn't know what that is.
Well, Mark doesn't get invited
yeah,
to
Mark
parties.
Doesn't get invited.
Well, you could throw the party.
We can, yeah.
Invite other people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I don't know if everyone would come if they knew Mark was home.
Caroline, we don't have a kitchen.
We don't, actually. We're renovating our kitchen right now, so we can't really have a very good party unless it was outside.
Unless we ordered Domino's.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You might have to wait then until next year.
So I have a question for you. It's similar to what Teresa asked at the top of the interview. And we've both written books, and we know that it takes significant effort to both emotional and intellectual to sustain your own interest in this topic. And it's an interest that's topic to us.
Uh-huh.
It's a topic that's interesting to us enough to have you on the show and we really do talk about it with our kids quite a bit. Is there an event in your life? Is there certain mojo that you have that has compelled you to put all this time and effort into your book? Or are you just, you know, faking like you're courteous and you're really not?
Right. Oh, that's a good question. Let's see. Well, I've always had a lot of pet peeves, I guess, that relating to other people's behavior.
Mm.
So it was really satisfying for me to put it all in a book. I guess you could say it was a kind of passive aggressive vengeance.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. There you go. Because you're hysterical.
There's always pet peeves that everybody has, and to be able to figure out, you know. Like, you give in the book, you know, the steps to, you know, handling any kind of situation. And then you have, if that doesn't work.
Right.
And then that's the part where I was just, like,
yeah,
out of my mind laughing. Like, making a voodoo doll of your annoying office mate.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Like, I would never, you know.
Now, what is your favorite or best used or most used manner tip out of an awkward situation that you use?
Right. I think it changes, but the answer to that question changes. But right now, I think it would have to do with the cougher sneezer, who's, you know, spreading their germs all over the bus and the subway and the train, or the elevator or whatever, like, enclosed space you're stuck with them in.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of just, you know, pulling out a pack of tissues and offering one to them, you know, very kind of giving them a strong hint and saying, oh, I'm sorry, do you need a tissue?
Well, and I like that you said you have that in your book, and that you said, what did you write that? Oh, that I just got over a cold too. So you don't really totally offend the person. Like, you're on the lookout for these people that are spreading their germs.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
It kind of, you identify with them and it makes them feel like they're not doing something that bad.
Totally. So don't have that gene.
Well, then
I go up to him and say, stop sneezing on yourself. Here's a burlap bag. Put
that's
it over your head.
Yeah.
And you're ugly.
Mark hasn't written a book on manners. I wonder why.
Yeah, I've had various
how
editors.
How not to behave.
Yeah, right. Haven't had that one signed to me.
If you need an opposite book, your publishers need an opposite book, Mark would be available for how not to behave.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
The ultimate only guide on how to be a jerk by Mark Clement.
How to offend everyone in the universe.
Teresa, I dare say you're on to a topic.
I'm so proud of my husband.
Yeah.
So are you working on any new books or anything right now?
I have a book coming out in April that's called The Newlyweds Instruction Manual.
Oh.
Really?
And it's tips for getting through your first year.
Ooh.
So it's from the same publisher, from Quirk Books, which is a small Philadelphia-based publisher.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. Oh, we know Quirk Books.
Yeah,
they have tons of great, fun reads.
They
do.
Definitely. Yeah. They're awesome.
Well, that's awesome. So we'll look for that book when it comes out. And, you know, that sounds like a great gift for any newlyweds.
Oh, if you've got a newlywed like our guest last week, Molly Lydon.
Oh, winner of our
Stanley Do It Herself toolkit.
When she sends her invitation to us for her wedding, we'll get your book for her. How's that sound, Mark?
That'll be great. Yeah.
Can you draw that on a board for me?
And Caroline, we'll have to ask you for tips on going to complete strangers' nuptials.
Exactly. Wedding crashers. That's us. Oh, we have to take a break. Thank you, Caroline. That was awesome.
Thank you for inviting me. It was really fun.
And if you have a fix-it-up question about your home, email us at info@myfixituplife.com. And coming up next, we're talking with the executive producer of Sesame Street, Carol Lynn.
Stay tuned for more My Fix-It-Up Life.
Did you know that melanoma skin cancer is the most frequent cancer found in women aged 25 to 29? I didn't know either until my sister-in-law was diagnosed. With the help of her children, family, and friends, she fought the disease and worked hard to educate her community about melanoma. She was not able to see that the legacy of her work led to more than $150,000 raised for melanoma research and that at least 8 lives have been saved by early detection. She lost her battle with melanoma at age 38. The National Cancer Institute estimates that there will be more than 1 million new cases of skin cancer by the end of this year, and that every hour one person dies from melanoma. The good news is that melanoma is preventable and treatable if you use sunscreen with SPF 15 or greater, and always get any new spots on your skin checked by a dermatologist. Don't wait. Late-stage melanoma rarely responds to therapy. Brought to you by the Melanoma Information Network. To learn more, visit the Melanoma Information Network on Facebook today.
Well, that is a first, bringing us back into my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
My husband, Mark.
Her husband, Mark.
That's you.
That's me.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice to meet you, Mark.
Nice to meet me. How am I?
I don't know.
Nice night for an evening.
Okay.
On the line, we have executive producer of Sesame Street. Who hasn't grown up with Sesame Street? Carol Lynn Parenti, who I've hobnobbed with.
Yes, you have.
Hi, Carol Lynn.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm going to do with the best I can with a little bit of laryngitis.
Oh.
Oh, man. Or a lot of bit of laryngitis. You okay?
It's all the fun we have on Sesame Street.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, you're a trooper. You're a trooper, definitely. We're very excited to talk to you today. Because, you know, our show theme today is about being neighborly. And what better place to talk about being neighborly than on the streets of Sesame Street?
It's true.
Well, that's true. I think we taught how to be neighborly on Sesame Street.
It's true.
You know, if every community was like Sesame Street, then, you know, it would just be a wonderful place to live. Let's hold hands, Mark.
And that's a good segue to a question that a lot of people have, which is Sesame Street your actual set? Is it based on a real street in a real place somewhere?
You know what? It was based on a real inner city neighborhood. It wasn't any specific neighborhood. The set designers sort of toured different neighborhoods of New York City. We never actually refer to it as New York City. And what's interesting is when you ask kids where Sesame Street is, most often, doesn't matter where they live, they think it's somewhere in their own neighborhood. So.
Oh.
That is totally cool.
Oh, that is cool.
You should see Teresa's eyes are saucer plates.
They're
wide, yeah. Wide open.
Yeah.
That is the neatest thing ever. I never really tuned into that.
Yeah. Well, I guess we don't remember from when we were kids and we were watching Sesame Street and what we really thought.
Or when I was watching it last week.
Well, yeah, we do. But, you know, from a perspective of, you know, our kids.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. It's true. Question for you, Carolyn, is do you have a favorite character? Can you choose sides? Can you choose sides of Sesame Street?
You know, I grew up watching the show myself, so and it's safe to say that when I was a kid, Grover was my favorite.
Oh.
But now that I'm the mom of the show, I play no favorites, and I love all the residents of Sesame Street equally.
Oh,
that's beautiful. Now, you're executive producer. I mean, you're driving the bus up there.
Yes, well, I didn't start that way, though. I've been here 21 years, and I started at the very bottom of the food chain. I was schlepping tapes in the edit room and have kind of done every job on the way up.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable. Now, was it like an out of college? Was it an intern thing? Was it?
It was pretty much my first job out of school, and I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew I wanted to work in television, and I kind of learned everything about television from Sesame Street, so I'm pretty lucky because it's the best show in the history of television, so I kind of had a guardian angel on my career shoulder.
Oh, I guess you did. I guess you did. And now, and this isn't to actually play the hobnobbing joke through, but I did see you at QVC, and we did meet, and I did stalk you.
Mark came home from QVC and he said, I met the executive producer of Sesame Street, and I didn't know she was the executive producer until after, I guess, you had gone on to talk about, I think it was a 40th anniversary DVD.
Is that right? Yeah, the DVD set, which is why I'm bringing this up. Mm-hmm. This is my ham-handed segue into the fact that it exists.
Yes. Well, and then Mark said that he chased you basically out of QVC Studios after he learned
I added that, Carolyn.
Yeah.
So I mean, I just said hi to
I have this vision of him chasing you down, like running after you.
It was the nicest stalking I've ever experienced.
See, I can do a good
job. You're a nice stalker.
And I'm here, so it must have been okay.
I guess it was.
She's here.
That's true.
Yeah, I didn't have to go to New York and strong arm
anybody.
Even
with laryngitis, too.
Oh, I know.
That's right.
I know. Look, we're feeling it for you. I've had laryngitis plenty of times, and we can. Thanks for being here. We really
you know,
appreciate
the thing
it.
About laryngitis is everyone feels so bad for you, and you don't feel bad at all. It's just the funny way you talk.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Now, how does Sesame Street, after 4 decades on the air, keep it fresh, keep it lively?
You know, I think it's because we've continued to reinvent ourselves over the years. So we haven't, you know, the show you see on the air now looks very different than the show that aired in 1969. And so every year we look at the show to revive it and refresh it and make it for the children of today. Hmm. And I think that's why it succeeded so long.
Well, and also I read that that Sesame Street won the New Approaches Daytime Entertainment Emmy, too, and that you have a new app, too, a phone app, the Grover's app, too.
That's right.
Which is, you know, keeping up with the times and everything, which is amazing. And I'm curious how you decided on Grover. How did they decide, or whoever decides, that it would be his app?
Well, you know, Grover is one of our more popular characters. Mm-hmm. So you kind of give the people what they want, and they wanted Grover.
Huh.
So, and it's, you know, more an adult crowd. So for the people using apps on iPhones now would be the kids that grew up with Grover, where someone like Elmo was a newer character that didn't come around until about 20 years into the program.
Oh.
Wow, 20 years. He's been around that long.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess we're showing our age.
Somebody get me some wrinkle cream.
We both fell on the ground.
You know, I often say that the 40 years of Sesame Street is kind of just like a timeline in history of the last 40 years, because if you watch the show over the years, you will see hairstyles change and the shows that we parody change. And so it really is a good historic document of the last 40 years.
Wow.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like I've seen, you know, various movie stars and people get involved with Sesame Street. Am I right about that?
Well, yeah, but the list of celebrities on Sesame Street's a who's who list for sure. And it's all part of the educational curriculum of the show. The kids obviously don't know who some of those celebrities are. They're there strictly for the parents to keep them watching because we know the kids will learn more and extend the learning beyond the hour of the show when the parents are co-viewing.
Oh,
that's
great.
All designed for increased educational benefit.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I remember being floored because I saw James Gandolfini at the height of, I'm losing the show, The Sopranos.
Yes.
You know, which The Sopranos and Sesame Street begin with the same letter, but that's about all they have in common.
Exactly. So, and hopefully kids are not recognizing him from The Sopranos, because if you have toddlers having watched that show, you have bigger problems.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
yeah. I know. He was great, though. And where I'm going with this is, can you spill the beans on what big movie star is coming up next for Sesame Street?
Oh, gosh. Season 40, which is still rolling out, premiering now, is sort of one of our best lineups of celebrities ever. We have Adam Sandler, Cameron Diaz, Greg Kinnear, Sarah Jessica Parker, Patricia Arquette.
Sounds like the lineup for our show.
Ricky Gervais, Jimmy Fallon. It was a really good year.
Oh, wow. That
Fantastic.
Sounds great. Fantastic. Wow.
Fantastic,
I'm
indeed.
Impressed.
Now, people can get the 40th anniversary DVD all over the place. Do they have to go to pbs.org? Is it on Amazon?
It's pretty much much everywhere you look, you'll find it. Just type in season 40 Sesame Street DVD, and it's everywhere we can get it out there, and it's doing really well. What's great about the DVD is it's for kids and adults. It's a great historic document that shows the best of all 40 years.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Wow, that
and it's got
like...
wonderful, never-before-broadcast behind-the-scenes footage. So it's really for the fan of the show that can get a chance to go behind the scenes and see how the puppets are puppeteered and what we do in a production meeting. And it's really the behind-the-scenes magic as well.
Wow.
That sounds really like a great gift.
Well, for people who build things like my wife and I, that would be utterly fascinating
it
to us.
It would be. And
puppet building is a pretty wonderful art to watch.
We'll have to check it out for sure.
We will. And unfortunately, we're coming up against a break, so we are going to have to say goodbye for now.
But we're only with the best possible manners we can muster.
We are.
Thank you. That's very Sesame-like.
Thank you, Carol Lynn.
Thank you so much.
And thank you. Sunny days.
And coming up next on My Fix It Up Life will be Paige Hemmes from Extreme, easy for me to say, Extreme Makeover Home Edition. And that's next on My Fix It Up Life. Mark your calendars. My Fix It Up Life is the place to be for home improvement celebrities. If you want to know what's hot from their point of view, don't miss these upcoming My Fix It Up Life shows. Tune in December 26th when Christopher Lowell from Fine Living Network's Work That Room will be walking us through a post-holiday purge. And after the new year, we're getting help with our New Year's resolution to get more organized from DIY Network's Wasted Spaces Pro, Carl Champley, on January 2nd, and with Fit TV's Neat Professional Organizer Helen on January 9th. And Color Splash and HGTV design star David Romstad will be helping us navigate the world of color on January 23rd. Check out podcasts of My Fix It Up Life on iTunes and become a fan of the show on Facebook. Or follow us on Twitter to find out what's hot in home improvement during the week. And don't forget to enter to win cool gear and tools we're giving away every Saturday during My Fix It Up Life. My Fix It Up Life is what's next in home improvement entertainment. I was walking down. Welcome back to My Fix It Up Life. We are here with my wife, Teresa.
Hi, honey.
Hi. And her husband, Mark, which is me.
Yes, it's him.
And
it's still him.
and there's a third person who's come to the soiree, the party.
The party?
The party in American lingo. Uh-huh. And it is someone we've had on the program before.
Yes, we are excited to have her back. Paige Hemmes from ABC's Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Hi, Paige. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
We're hanging in there.
We are.
I was just referred to during the break as a pack mule. So I'm not really in love with what's going on right now.
But pack mule.
But, you know, pack mule has a very specific use in this world. And where would we be without them? So that's really a compliment.
It is.
That's positive. Yeah.
Well, and it refers to your strength and your ability to move things.
Yeah, but I was going for Rhodes Scholar. Apparently that didn't happen.
No, I wouldn't say that would be up there with you. Mm-hmm. Moving on.
Anywho.
Well, we're getting ready for the holidays, and I wanted to find out what you're doing to get ready for the holidays, Paige.
Yeah, Paige, she's not asking me.
I'm so excited to have some time off for the holidays, so that's my excitement. And you know, normally before I started the show, I was one of those people who decorated my house like to the nines. Like I would, you know, have people over. I'd constantly be entertaining. And since I've been on the show, you know, we're traveling so much, and I come home and it's like, okay, quick, like, do I decide? Do I want to decorate my house? Because I'll be leaving again. Then when I come home in February, is it going to be weird that I still have a Christmas house?
But wow.
So I end up helping my friends and family decorate their places now.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, wow.
I decorate our house with plaster dust and stuff from my angle grinder.
Yeah.
It's not really decorating.
We usually hang tool belts instead of stockings every year, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
I like that idea. Yeah, we're such a carpentry family.
I might have to borrow that idea from you.
Yeah, it's cute with the kids and their little tool belts. It's actually... Aww, very cute. It's adorable.
Yeah, Teresa is quite a designer, and it's my fix it up life. I mean, seriously.
It is. We make do with what we got.
Yes.
It's true.
So I can imagine that your friends and family are probably lining up for your help too, you know, especially with what you're doing on the show. They probably, when you're home for the holidays, they're saying, come over to our house, come over to our house. We have a party, like, you know, tomorrow. We need to get ready for it.
Yes. Well, it's so fun because, you know, if you can really enjoy the decorations, it's so fun to put that love and that care into the decorations. And I like to bring it, like, throughout the house, you know, not just do a Christmas tree in the living room, but then bring that out to the front door with a nice wreath. And I use a lot of, like, ribbon and fabric ribbon to line, you know, staircases and a lot of garland. And unfortunately, I'm allergic to pine and pine trees, which is also very interesting that I have to use it for wood in the carpentry.
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing. So I actually have to use a lot of fakes. But there's so many great fakes out there that are so beautiful, and you don't have to worry about them browning. You know, you can actually put them up, like, right after Thanksgiving and keep them for a whole month because you're not going to have to worry about them dying on you. So it's, in a way, it's good.
Or dropping pine needles or that
that's
kind of thing.
Yes,
much less messy.
That is true.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And you can reuse them.
That is
true. I've got boxes at my mom's house and just boxes and boxes of all the Christmas stuff that we get to bring out every year and redecorate with. So it's a lot of fun.
Now, probably not everybody knows that you used to be or maybe still are, a wedding planner.
I used to be. No, I tried to keep the business when I was on the show, but brides, you don't really want to promise you can be there and then not show up. Mm. So I had to sell that business, but it was so much fun. I mean, getting to be a part of, you know, someone's special day was pretty amazing.
Now, I'm wondering, is that where your interest in design came from through all of that? Or where did you start, you know, fine-tuning all of your design skills?
Well, I was, I had a real estate business. And that, you know, I was fixing up homes. Uh-huh. I was doing kind of a rent-to-own program to get people, you know, into their first homes. And
oh, that's so good.
So I was doing that, and that was kind of, you know, the bread and butter. And then I was doing the weddings also. So I had it like, you know, it was all going concurrently. And the design just kind of came from having to, you know, I was more of like a fix-up. Mm-hmm. Kind of person rather than design, because I would fix these places up to get them ready to be sold or ready to be rented, and I did not have enough money to hire somebody to do all the fix-up for me, so that's really how I learned.
Wow.
So I just learned from necessity, being like, if I don't do it, no one's going to do it for me, so I better get to work.
The mother of invention, as they say.
Yes.
Yes. Wow.
So that's, you're talking about design for our male listeners who think design is, when can I use a 2x12?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Where's the rotary hammer? Are we talking about, you know, color schemes and painting rooms, and does the granite countertop go with the cherry floor kind of design? Or are we talking?
Yeah, I like that kind of design.
Okay.
That's like the nuts and bolts behind all good design, because if you don't have a good canvas, it's really hard to design from there. So you have to make sure the canvas is good first.
That is so true. That is so true.
And
that's kind of how I view you, Mark. You're a good canvas.
Oh, yeah. Here we go back to the pack.
Paige. The nuts and bolts behind the pretty. Yeah. It's all very important.
Paige, I can't wait for you to call again. I don't know what beast of burden I'll be equated to that time.
Well, and I do have to say that I am still in love with Paige's pink work boots, too.
Wearing them right now.
Yeah, Mark even got a pair, and he modified them, so they're now stilettos, too, right, hon?
That's private.
Okay.
That's private.
And if you are interested in them, too, you can just go to Paige's website at paigehemmis.com and click through to the store to buy them.
Oh yeah,
awesome.
She's got other gear too.
She does.
Tool belts and gloves and that kind of thing.
Yes.
Exactly. Work gear for women.
Yes. Hot gear for women, not you, Mark.
Awesome. So Paige, you don't want me to be your spokesman is what you're saying.
I mean, I probably have to see them on you and stilettos. I mean,
please
questionable,
don't.
But I, you know, I'm open to it.
Please don't let me see them on him.
Yeah.
That would hurt our relationship. We probably wouldn't have any more children either.
Yeah. You don't want that mental image.
No,
thank you.
Nobody
I don't think
wants
anybody
that.
Does actually.
You know, one of our listeners now is going to get a wild hair up and go, crazy on Photoshop, and in about 10 minutes, our Facebook page is
like
gonna...
Ellen does to her DJ on her show. You ever see those photos she does of him? They're just absolutely hilarious.
Am I involved in this conversation?
Sorry.
Paige, it's sinking fast for me.
Anyway, you just gave me a really good idea.
Oh,
thanks,
no.
Mark. Thanks,
Can't
Ellen.
Can't wait to see that.
Yeah, it would be really good.
Oh, man.
So, Paige, besides the show and decorating every friend and family member's house for the holidays, what else are you doing? What else is next for you?
Well, I actually just came back from Windsor, Canada. Some friends of mine I'm working on a project with, they're doing 3 movies in 3 months under $1 million.
Wow.
And they are attempting to do this, and you know, everyone in Hollywood saying it's impossible to do a big blockbuster film under $1 million, and they're trying to do 3 of them. So we thought that would be a great reality show to like follow these guys to actually see if they make it. So that's what we've been doing the last couple of months. We've had this crew up there that has been working and catching all the behind the scenes stuff, and it's been great. We've got some really, really good stuff. So over the holidays, I'll be packaging that up and hopefully getting it out on a network next season. So be looking for that. It's called The Windsor Project.
So you're producing it? Are you in it?
Yeah, I'm producing it.
You are? Wow. That is so exciting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's kind of fun to be on the other side of the camera and, you know, capturing them, you know, trying to pull this off. So
wow, that must be, speaking of round the clock anarchy, must be round the clock anarchy.
Yeah.
Yes, but a good time.
I
know them and I like them, so I hope they make it. But if they make it or they don't make it, it's still good TV. So
Now,
cameras are capturing it.
Is it kind of like friends of yours kind of deal, or?
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome.
Some friends of mine are trying to pull this off. So.
And when does it release? When does your film release?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
So we're following them till the action is done.
But, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, let us know, because we would love to be able to check it out. And
I will.
Tell everybody about it, too, and update everyone.
Yes.
That would be great. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you'll have to join us again, because this call went so well for me. I hope you know I'm being facetious, having a great time. And we would love to have you back and find out, you know, when that airs and where it's going to be and all those other things as Paige Hemmes producer.
Exactly.
Yes, I will keep you guys posted.
How exciting.
Rock on.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, Paige.
Well, we'll go back to our boring My Fix It Up Life.
We're going to go back to My Fix It Up Life. You're going to go back.
Oh, no, that's fun, too.
Well, don't you dare come back to the East Coast, because you know I'm going to get you in a trap and get you over to hang crown molding or work on the color scheme of our Fix It Up Life with Teresa.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Well,
it's fun.
That sounds good.
It is fun.
You have a standing invitation to fix up our Fix It Up Life.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling in today. And we are going to have to go to break, so we'll have to say goodbye.
We will. Paige, take good care and good luck.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much. And we'll be back in a moment with My Fix It Up Life.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley Davidson maintenance and performance.
We're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we're ready to give away the Jaw Horse.
Yes, this tool is where it's at, and we got the best reasons to win that we've gotten since we've been doing this show.
Yes, we got a lot of really good reasons.
But I got to run them down fast because you're back inside my hurry-up life.
Mm-hmm.
First one was from the Galushas in Marietta, Georgia. And basically, they're doing a whole house remodel. We've been doing a fixer-upper for just over 5 years, doing the whole back of the house, the whole front of the house, the second-story porch. And the next one is from Joe in Colorado. First off, wow, what a great prize. The only thing better could be is if you crated yourselves up and UPS'd them to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to happen, Joe.
But here's the winner right here. My name is Felicia Grime. I'm from New England, and I'm writing to say that the main way I connect with my 16-year-old son as he grows up is through home improvement projects.
Ooh, that's good.
We finished our basement. We've done everything all over the house, and he has a can-do attitude. I love that. Mm-hmm. So Felicia from Rockwell Tools, look for a jaw horse.
Oh, that is so good. Congratulations. And up on next week's show, we will have special guest Christopher Lowell from Work That Room, and we're giving away Popular Mechanics Complete Home How-To Book. So email us at info@myfixitup.life.com or post a message on Facebook why you want to win, or check us out on Twitter and on myfixituplife.com, and become our fan on Facebook for special insider news. And don't forget to tune in next Saturday at noon for My Fix It Up Life.